sponsoring. Last September, this school decided to develop how it supports children in other parts of the world. Children who don't have the same access to education and opportunities that we do in this country. Well, let's meet some of the people going. Head of Humanities at the Roding Valley High School is Judith Bentley. Morning, Judith.
Good morning.
And you've got with you two of the students who are going there, Jessica Hayden and Jack McGinn, and we'll talk to those in a moment. What's it all about? How did the school first become involved, Judith?
Okay, so the school became involved with a charity called Beyond Ourselves, and they work to develop education in community schools in Zambia, where education is often not an option for many of the children in that country. And so the students at Roding Valley really felt that this was something they wanted to be a part of. And that charity ran a sponsorship scheme. So as a school, we fundraised and committed to sponsoring 10 children in a particular school in Chinchemwe, Kitwe in Zambia. And throughout the year, students have just become more and more passionate about what they can do. And so this summer, we're taking 9 of our year 11s, having just finished their GCSEs, over to Zambia to visit our school.
That's really exciting. So are all the age groups in the school involved in the actual project itself?
They are. That's one of the lovely things. But right through from year 7, we've done enrichment days with the younger students to educate them about the situation in Zambia, both historically, economically, geographically. And then also throughout the years, there's been fundraising events that they have opted into, whether it's been a non-uniform day or whether it's been baking and cake sales. So yeah, there's been a lot of excitement throughout the whole school.
And how do you help the school out there?
Initially, it was through the child sponsorship. So the money we give provides education for a child, but it also provides a meal a day because they have a feeding program there. And it also provides healthcare and access to sort of dental checkups, eye checkups, and nurse visits and things of that nature.
Right, these are really important things, aren't they?
They're huge, and of course that becomes then a community issue. It's not just about impacting individual children with education, it's about helping to transform a community.
Yeah, and what are the communities like now out there? Because I don't really know much about Zambia and its level of poverty or otherwise.
Yeah, it's a very mixed situation, but certainly the area we are visiting is part of the Copper Belt, so obviously historically it's a mining area, and over there they refer to areas as compounds, a similar sort of idea of a township perhaps, and so Chinchemwe is the compound that we're involved in, and so many of the families there won't still have access to running water, they may not have access to electricity. The school that we're visiting still uses a manual water pump to provide water for the school. So conditions are still really quite difficult for them in certain parts of Zambia.
Wow, so where are you going to stay then?
We're actually staying in a guest house in Kitwe. Much as the children might have loved to have stayed right in the compound, obviously we are limited by health and safety and risk assessment. Absolutely. So yes, we are staying in quite basic accommodation, but it does have running water and it does have mosquito nets and things like that for our students.
Which is really important, obviously.
Of course.
Well, yeah. Can I have a chat to Jessica? Because I know you've only got one phone, but if you could just pass it across to Jessica, it'd be nice to talk to her.
Sure. Jessica's our head girl actually at Roding Valley, so I'll pass you over.
Okay.
Hello.
So Jessica, how important has it been to you having this sort of connection with the community in Zambia?
It's been very important. I mean, it's changed the way we've looked at the kind of the things we have at home as well as how important it is to help other people.
In what way?
Well, we've realised how much we should be so much more grateful for the stuff we have at home, like the amazing school we have here. And it's made us realise, looking around our school and our homes and realising how much we have and then learning about what they have and what they don't have, it's made us a lot more grateful for what we do have here.
I mean, Jessica, when you've been doing this sort of connection between the two schools, has it been sort of personalised? Do you know the young people you're going to be meeting when you're out there?
Absolutely. We have posters around the school with their names, what they're interested in, etc.
Yeah.
We know exactly who they are, the students that we're sponsoring, and when we go out there, we'll be able to develop the relationship we have with them, learn more about them individually, and then that will help us to be able to help them in the future and to develop their individual needs.
And do they know you as well? Will they say, "Oh, Jessica"?
Absolutely. We've been made a really strong connection with them. We've we've been doing loads of fundraising. They know who we are, they know we're coming and everything. So. Mm.
And what fundraising have you been personally involved in?
Well, we've done a 5-mile run to raise money. That was in December.
Yeah.
Since then, we've done countless raffles, a secret auction. We did a bag pack in our local supermarket where we, for a whole day, we packed people's shopping bags.
Yeah.
We've gone to churches, spoken to churches. We've done so much in such a short space of time, even with our GCSE exams going on, etc. So.
Hopefully, Jessica, this will make you sort of international connections that'll last the rest of your life, won't they?
Hopefully. I mean, we actually leave in 5 days' time, but I certainly hope to return there in the future and really just develop the link even more.
Can I have a chat with Jack as well, if you could pass the phone over to Jack? So that was Jessica Hayden there. We've already spoken to the head of humanities at the school, Judith Bentley, and Jack's with us now, Jack McGinn. Hello, Jack.
Hello.
What are you most looking forward to when you go to Zambia?
Well, I'm just looking forward to seeing all the kids and helping to provide better education and better resources around their school for them.
And what are you actually going to be doing while you're out there? Do you know yet?
Oh yeah, one thing we've been running is we're going to be helping to paint areas of the school to make them more, make it a better learning environment in the area.
Yeah.
We're also going to be running workshops in sport, drama and education while we're there.
So you're actually going to be sort of teaching some of the kids, if you like?
Yeah, we're going to be helping out in the class. Obviously they have their teachers there, but we're going to be making ourselves useful in any way possible around the class and taking out new resources and new ideas for them to help improve their education in the future.
And Jack, what about the rather basic situation that you're going to be in? I mean, Judith Bentley was telling us that you're not actually going to be at the compound itself. You're going to be in sort of B&B stuff. But it's still going to be pretty basic for you, though, isn't it?
Yes, but it's fine. I mean, you look at the conditions these people live in, like, all year are much worse than that. And for a week, for 11 days, the conditions are absolutely fine. It's clean, basic, but it's what you'd expect, and it's ample.
And how does it make you feel? Because you are going to be doing a lot of good out there, aren't you?
Yeah, it feels good to know that we're going to be doing some good out there. Obviously, making an impact in the local community. And if, obviously, more of these projects get off the ground, more of that happens, little impact in some communities can really sort of clump together over a whole country and a whole continent.
Now, you and Jessica are older young people, if you like. What about the rest of the school, the youngsters in your school? Are they sort of taking it seriously as well?
Yeah, all the children at Rowan Valley have really got on board with it. We've been running Year 7 cake sales, where each form has contributed hugely to that.
Yeah.
Throughout the school, we've had dress-up days and non-uniform days that people have really come together and really helped
and
out.
And they sort of get it, do they? They get the whole thing, do they?
Well, yeah, we've been going to assemblies and trying to educate them to what we're actually doing and what it's actually like. So it's not just, you know, bringing a pound for it. They actually know what it's going towards and what they're doing and really understand the issues.
Look, it's been great talking to all three of you. Thank you so much. Jack McGinn and Jessica Hayden, who are both students at the school, they're going to Zambia. And thanks also to Judith Bentley, Head of Humanities at the school. And I hope you have the most wonderful time. I bet you're going to bring back some amazing stories. Maybe we can get you on again when you come back. Talking of coming back, Sadie Nye.
I'm back.
Hello.
I'm back. The world is back. And if you want to know where I've been, you have to tune in tomorrow and find out with Mrs. and Mr. Did I make him do the bathroom long overdue? Or did I whisk him off somewhere hot and sunny?
She's big now, Mark.
Let's not
lie. She looks.